I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Canadian guitarist Ewan Dobson brings his acoustic metal tour to the Wow Hall in Eugene tonight, March 25th, with local fingerstyle guitarist Will Brown opening. After his initial inspirations in the world of heavy metal and hard rock, Ewan has won major competitions in genres ranging from classical to fingerstyle, and his influences run even farther into the world's traditional music to techno and trance and even video game music and beyond. He's become a YouTube sensation as well, with tens of millions of views. He's here with us live in the KLCC studios. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
Well, what's the first song you're going to feel like diving into here?
I think I'll start off with a song called Level 5.
Ewan Dobson with Level 5 live in the KLCC studios, live at the Wow Hall tonight in Eugene with Will Brown opening the show at 8. Ewan, I'm always curious where the titles for instrumentals come from. Tell me about Level 5.
Oh, well, Level 5 just is sort of a little bit whimsical, but what it was is someone mentioned that it sort of sounded like a level from Mega Man 2 for the original Nintendo. So I just started picking levels. There's a couple level songs that I have. So I just randomly pick numbers. Just the idea that it's sort of just like a level unto itself.
You have inspiration from such eclectic sources, from video game music to heavy metal and rock and classical. I think we all need entry points into new forms of music at some point. After you grew up and did the rock thing, what was your entry into classical music?
Probably Jason Becker, Yngwie Malmsteen, because some of these metal guitar players, they get really into the electric guitar as a solo instrument.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them have been classically trained or end up learning classical pieces on electric guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard Jason Becker play, and I noticed that he was influenced by classical. And so I kind of, you know, after getting into his sound, started to develop an appreciation for stuff like Paganini and Scarlatti. And so then from a lot of metal, people who like metal end up getting into classical if they really follow the electric guitar as a solo instrument.
Uh-huh. And you've come around back to the metal world. I mean, you never left it, really. But I know you played on Marty Friedman from Megadeth's most recent CD. What was that experience like?
Well, that was great. It was a song that him and his good friend Jason Becker, they wrote a song together, and they got me to play the acoustic parts written by both of them, sort of like this melody and counter-melody acoustic section of the song.
Ewan Dobson live in the KLCC studios, live in the Wow Hall tonight in Eugene as well, with Will Brown opening the show at 8. You want to dive into another song for us here?
Sure, I'll do one called Dancing With Her off my first album. Thank you.
Ewan Dobson dancing with her live in the KLCC studios from his first record. He'll be live at the Eugene Wow Hall tonight with Will Brown opening the show at 8. The internet seems to have affected, well, it affects all of our lives and seeps into everything we do these days, but it seems to have affected your career in a number of ways. The YouTube phenomenon has really definitely made a difference, and I'm interested in a collaboration that you ended up doing. A drummer from Slovenia, Zach Bevilacqua. Tell me how you came to cross paths with this man.
Well, what it was is there's a video floating around on the net of a song called Time 2. It's one where I'm wearing a hat. It got the most attention. And so what he did was he created a sort of an embellishment of that video where he put a little square, a little sort of video of himself playing drums over top of the video in the sort of the left-hand corner of that sort of like a cover embellishment. And so we kept in touch over Facebook for a while. And then one day I started to write some riffs, some metal style riffs on my acoustic guitar. And I would send him the recordings of the riffs and say, okay, here's the tempo, you know, maybe put a beat to it. And then he would sort of send back a programmed drum version, or he would compose drums for that part, send it back. And then we would kind of do this back and forth until we had pretty much an entire album. And in the end, he just went and recorded all the drums in like one session. And we had an album.
It's really amazing, isn't it, that you can collaborate in Slovenia and have it be almost like real time or almost being like in the same room. That's a fairly remarkable occurrence. That could have never happened 10 years ago even, probably.
No, it's definitely really cool. I guess the only thing is we both had to record the parts, obviously, without reverb, and then the engineer had to match the reverb so it sounded like we were in the same room. And so it pretty much does. I listened back to it. It sounds like we're pretty much in the same room doing our thing, but we both had to play really strictly in time so that we could line up the recordings.
The YouTube phenomenon, especially Time 2, but other songs as well, really must have affected your career. How have you seen the results from that come back?
Just certain pockets of the world, like places I play. If I do a show, it could be anywhere. Sometimes there'll be a whole bunch of people that will come out and say, oh, yeah, that's, you know, that's that video that I saw on the internet, you know? And where's your hat is the most common question. It's almost as though I have to wear it everywhere I go now.
We get pigeonholed in all these strange ways, don't we? Well, in the real world, it is a long road you're traveling. It's quite the circuit of the United States you seem to be on right now. It's how long are you on the road for in the States?
February 20th until May 9th. There was about 9 shows in Canada that I did. The rest are shows in the U.S. And I think this is tonight will be the 20th or the 21st show. I've lost count, somewhere around there.
Do you find that there are different areas of this country in which your music is received differently than others? Not necessarily better or worse, but are there regional differences in the audiences you find?
Perhaps in some crowds are more rowdy than others, I would say. Certain places I go to, when they're quiet, you're not sure if they're into it, but after the show they're like, oh yeah, we just listen really quietly in this town. That's how we listen. In other towns they're really loud and rowdy about it. So that's what I'm saying. There's different audience styles in different regions.
You know, one of the other albums you did was this one called World Candies, which really took on some of the traditional pieces from a variety of places around the world. How did you decide what to include on that?
I actually had a book of world melodies from all over the place, and I just sort of went through it, and I chose which ones actually worked on a guitar, because not all of them could be represented on a guitar, in my opinion. So I just went through them and said, okay, that one works, and whichever one, you know, stood out and caught me, I just said, yeah, that's going on. And that's going on the album.
Such an eclectic path you've led. I love all the lack of boundaries going on in your music. So
I know.
Thank you for that. Ewan Dobson live in the KLCC studios, live at the Wow Hall tonight with the show beginning at 8 with Will Brown opening. What's the third song you're going to drop into for us here?
I'm going to play a song called A Lovely Light. Let me just make sure these two strings are in tune. I had to retune two of them.
Always a good thing.
There we go. This is called A Lovely Light. It's actually not on any album. It's going to be on the next one. But I'm too impatient to wait to for the album to come out to play it. Thank you.
lovely light indeed. Guitarist Ewan Dobson with a new song here live in the KLCC studios here from Canada as part of his current acoustic metal tour of the United States. He'll be performing live tonight at the Wow Hall with local fingerstyle guitarist Will Brown opening the show in Eugene. More about Ewan Dobson and his eclectic guitar skills at ewandobson.com and many videos on YouTube as well and via the Candy Rat Records website. Well, you've had so many eclectic musical offerings already. Where do you go to from here musically? What's ahead for you?
Well, there is a there's a video that I put out of me taking a Bhangra melody. It's sort of like a Bhangra acoustic metal where I added some Indian drums to it. It sounds pretty interesting. So that's something I wanted to do. It's out there. Maybe some more of that. But I have about 26 minutes of new album recorded, and I need the other 26 before I can release it. So I'm just waiting on that, and then we'll see where it goes.
Ever think of working with a vocalist at all, or are you going to stay instrumental?
I don't have any plans to work with a vocalist, but I don't necessarily rule anything out.
Yeah, always a good thing. Never say never, right?
Right, because then it'll happen.
For better or worse. Well, we so appreciate you coming into our studios today and spending a little time with us.
Glad to be here, and thanks for having me.